Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of May 2019. Supreme Court has observed that 10% EWS quota cannot be applied to PG medical courses in Maharashtra for the academic year 2019-2020 as admission process started long before the provision came into force. Supreme Court has set aside a Madras High Court order which refused the request of the wife of a murder convict to stay with her in-laws. Supreme Court has asked Assam National Register of Citizens Coordinator Pratik Hajila to be accurate and give a fair hearing to objections raised by people whose names are missing from the list. However, the apex court refused to extend the deadline to publish the final list, and said the process should be completed by the 31st of July. Kerala High Court has refused to quash the disciplinary proceedings initiated against an income tax officer for allegedly leaking the identity of an informant to an assessee. Supreme Court has held that near financial assistance provided to purchase property for the welfare of family members cannot be classified as a Benami transaction. Supreme Court has rejected a plea of Congress MP Karthi Chidambaram seeking return of 10 crore rupees which he had deposited with the court's registry for travelling abroad. Supreme Court has issued notice to the central government seeking clarification on the powers of officers of the Goods and Services Tax, GST, Commissionerate to arrest people suspected to be evading payment of the tax. Supreme Court has suggested to the High Courts not to grant anticipatory bail to those who default on the Goods and Services Tax, reminding them that the SC has upheld the Telangana High Court's decision not to grant bail to such defaulters. Supreme Court has observed that Section 148 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881 as amended, shall be applicable in respect of the appeals against the order of conviction and sentence for the offence under Section 138 of the Act, even in a case where the criminal complaints for the offence under Section 138 of the Act were filed prior to 2018 Amendment Act, that is, prior to the 1st of September 2018. Delhi High Court has rejected a petition filed by an association of Karolbagh shopkeepers challenging the decision to earmark Ajmal Khan Road only for pedestrians and making it vehicle-friendly. Delhi High Court has directed the municipal corporations of North and East Delhi to ensure salaries are disbursed to their employees, including doctors and teachers, as per their service contracts. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a PIL seeking equal opportunity to enter workforce and regularization of exorbitant fee and GST charged for applying for various entrance examination in posts advertised by state and its agencies. Bombay High Court has observed that companies or their advocates often appoint the same advocate in hundreds, even thousands of disputes as their arbitrator of choice and a significant observation in the backdrop of the spike in disputes that go into arbitration. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the centre and the Delhi government on a plea seeking effective steps for security and welfare measures, including medical insurance, for advocates. Guwahati High Court has rejected a bail application filed by a person accused of posting an obscene photo of the Prime Minister of India on his Facebook wall. Delhi High Court has refused to pass any interim order for putting on hold the operation of websites which allow people to gamble, bet and play games of chance, like poker, online. National Green Tribunal has directed the government to prohibit them where total dissolved solids, TDS, in water are below 500 mg per litre and sensitise public about the ill effects of demineralised water. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has observed that if the Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, ILNFS, companies placed under the amber category were not able to be reclassified into the green category by the next date of hearing on the 12th of July, The appellate tribunal will pass orders asking such companies to service 100% debt obligations of the provident and pension funds. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has held that the National Company Law Tribunal has exclusive jurisdiction to try all matters under Companies Act 2013, including those involving contentious and complex issues. Armed Forces Tribunal has cleared the way for Vice Admiral Karambir Singh to become the next Navy Chief, while it deferred for 4 weeks the matter of Vice Admiral Bimal Varma, which seeks to quash Singh's appointment.